stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to this IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, introducing Tivoli's Event and Network Manager conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Richard Gleason. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi there, everyone. Today I'm going to give a presentation about the new markets and sales opportunities that can be addressed with the new Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager solution. The presentation I'm about to give does include some animation, so if you've downloaded the presentation, please go into slideshow mode so it'll be a bit easier to follow. In today's agenda, I'm going to give a high-level overview about the event and network management solution. I'm going to talk about why it's ideally suited to for upgrading from Tech and NetView. I'm going to talk about how the solution is best positioned and give you a little insight into a competitive awareness, what's going on in the market and how you can address that. Also, we're going to include in the end some sales tips and a sales call to action. So if you jump onto slide 3 now. So what are we announcing? Well, we're launching a new consolidated operations management solution. It combines the market's leading Omnibus and Network Manager in a single solution. In addition, we've also changed the price. The price now makes it ideally suited for customers of all sizes, as well as being able to scale up to any environment. To give you a taste and an example, the new common base price for both products it now starts at $15,000. When you compare that against the individual products priced together, that's a saving of almost $100,000, which is going to make it far more suitable for entry-level purchases in the kind of less than a 1,000 device range. In addition, if you're familiar with ITNM Entry Edition, another great thing about this solution is that it's unrestricted. It's got the full features. You're allowed to do the same integrations. It's exactly the same product at the low end, the low size, it is on the high end. So with this seems like quite a simple announcement, but why are we excited about it? Why is it good for you and your customers? Well, these products dominate the high end of the market, governments, banks, telcos, the most demanding customers that demand the most complex features. This price now brings the superior product down to the low end of the market, but there are no trade-offs. If a customer might be scared that the product is more complicated to use or more difficult to use, that isn't the case. In most cases, we're either at par or we're easier to use and install than the competition. So there is no trade-off here. You have the product that dominates the high end of the market with all the features, and you've now got a price that's lower or competitive than the competition. So this will help you to win in smaller deployments, help you get those entry beachhead accounts. At the same time as we announced this product, or broadly the same time, we're also end-of-marking Tech and NetView. So this is deliberately happening in parallel. We now have this solution now enables easier upgrade from those products. But to clarify, this is end-of-marking. It's not end-of-life. Support and subscription for Tech and NetView continues through to 2012. Maintenance-level development will continue. Bug fixes, platform updates, that kind of thing. It's just that Tech will no longer be actively marketed. We'll be trying to move customers now onto this solution. If you could jump onto the next slide. So this Omnibus and Network Manager, this consolidated operation management solution, provides new selling opportunities for you. The new entry price enables you to address a different market space, and it enables the transition from Tech and NetView to this solution. And while you're doing that transition, that upgrade, you can also expand the scope to include other peripheral products and upsell and cross-sell, so things like Gateway's Impact, WebTop. And on top of expanding the scope, it also gives you a great foundation and basis from which to upsell the consolidated operation management solution. Is the foundation the first step for business service management. It's also a great place to integrate into Service Desk and other systems. It's also, from a sales perspective and a relationship management perspective, it's also a key strategic control point. Consolidated operations management solutions are usually in the first couple of tools to be purchased by a customer as they grow to address management challenges. That gives you a critical anchor point from which your relationship can grow from then onwards. And that anchor point is also makes it easier for you to upsell and cross-sell other IBM products as they all integrate seamlessly into this solution. This also gives you the ability to aggressively go after HP. Now, at the higher end of the market, we have a long history of displacing HP for a number of reasons. HP are historically much stronger in the lower end of the market because of pricing. As they grow and they get all kinds of pains, it's usually been then that we come in and displace them. This new pricing and this bundle now gives you the ability to attack those accounts earlier on and also attack them with their strongest currently and win from the beginning. The other thing that you should be aware of is BMC is actively targeting the installed tech customer base with a bundle that includes your Service Desk. But this solution, it should be no problem beating BMC. And if necessary, you can consider different ways to displace Remedy by bundling TSRM. Now, all these points I'm going to expand on later on in the presentation, so this will just give you a taste of what's coming. So, if you jump onto the next slide. So transitions are actually happening already before we've even created this new price bundle. One example of that is State Street, top financial service provider, the number one for a range of financial instruments and products. Their situation was they had a number of management tools. They were struggling to incorporate tools from a range of acquisitions. And as they were getting bigger, they were encountering scalability integrations with tech. So they were actually looking to swap out tech because of those pains, and of course Omnibus was a great product for doing that. During the upgrade process, they actually executed the upgrade themselves, and they did it in 60% of the projected time. So they did this with their own tech administrators. They did it on an earlier version of Omnibus, so that's before the latest version that has a number of enhancements to make upgrade easier. And before the very extensive Red Book was created to facilitate this process. And they managed to get all rules and functionality across. And the output is they were very happy. And the key to the success was the quick installation time. And that underlines that even with this high-end, high-feature product, you don't have any trade-offs on installation and ease of use. They were impressed with across-the-board improvements. And the key differentiator for them was the impact. I'm going to talk about that in a bit more detail later on. So we have a good list of people that are transitioning already. This new price bundle is going to mean that even more customers will be willing and excited to upgrade from Tech and NetView. Now, if you jump on the next slide, I'm going to provide a high-level recap on the Omnibus and Network Manager's consolidated operation management functionality for those of you that might not be too familiar with these products. So consolidated event management takes faults and state changes from infrastructure and other management tools, brings this information together, and processes it automatically so the staff can quickly see root cause problems and they can quickly resolve those problems. So the benefit of this is it maximizes service availability and reduces operational costs by bringing in consolidating tools, bringing information from a various source into a single pane of glass, and reducing human analysis that's required to interpret that data and turn it into information they can that they can actually do actions on. And it does this by providing a various amount of correlation techniques, programmatic correlations and interfaces to bring all this information and focus attention on exactly where the real root cause problems are. On top of this, its very flexible manager capabilities enables various kinds of data source enrichment, bringing in data from peer systems that may include much more than fault and state change information, and this can be used to deliver much higher business value. If you jump onto the next slide, in addition to this event management component, we also Omnibus and Network Manager also includes network discovery, topology, and root cause analysis. So the network management component provides real-time network visibility that you see exactly what's going on the network. It does this through a discovery process. It finds what devices are in the network, and that's not always obvious. It's easy to start losing track of what devices are out there, how they're configured, how they're used, how things are changing. There's always people acting on with the network. It's easy to lose sight of what's actually out there. After discovery process, it then finds out how the devices are interconnected. It looks at the logical and the physical relationships of the devices. When a device has a fault, it looks how the devices are connected to each other and how that fault might impact other devices. Now, one fault may cause many devices to appear faulty because of the connected relationship that they have. Network Manager uses the information that's discovered in conjunction with out-of-the-box correlation rules to identify root cause. So if you get a flood of alarms from a network, it will tell you what are symptoms and what is the root cause. And that saves the operator a lot of time plowing through floods of alarms to find out what the actual problem is. So those two slides I've just given you are the core Omnibus and network management capabilities. But if you jump onto the next slide now, what I'd also like you to consider are the key additions on top of those for an availability management bid or bill of materials. So I've talked about how events are collected and processed, but sometimes faults occur that the infrastructure itself is not able to detect. So things may be going wrong, but nothing is telling you in a fault or an event that problem is occurring. In such cases, alarm is not created because from the infrastructure's point of view, a problem doesn't exist. So one example of this might be configuration error. Let's say a human actor has gone in, changed something in the network, and because of this, an end-to-end service has failed. But in this case, all the infrastructure is working fine, so no alarms will be created. Well, in terms of an availability management bid, then ITM and ITCAM allow you to allow services, applications, servers, infrastructure performance to be tested and really to be monitored in line. They're therefore able to see problems and degradation that might otherwise be missed. So when you have that end-to-end service delivery, ITM and ITCAM will detect that you have an availability problem, even though the rest of the infrastructure isn't sending an event or a state change. And it's for that reason that you should consider these products when considering an availability management bid or the content of a bill of materials. Another core exclusion extension then is the impact in gateway products. Higher business value and a greater ROI can be achieved by taking information feeds from other systems. To give you an example, when engineers are out on the network, when they start unplugging things and reconfiguring devices and infrastructure, you generally get floods of alarms as the infrastructure starts to think that it's a problem with itself. Now, if you have an external system, like an engineering journal or a ticketing system, if you can identify, if you can keep track of where engineers are and what they're doing on the network, then you can automatically ignore any alarms or state changes that are coming from equipment that you're working on. So by that activity, you can remove the work log on the operations team that can automatically ignore everything that's coming from engineers. Another example would be to integrate into a change history database. We know that 80% of faults on a network are actually caused by human error, going in, making a change, and then something ceases working. By integrating into a configuration change database and bringing that information and to the management tool. You can when you get a failure, you can look for recent configuration changes and more easily identify where the problem is by looking at what people have been doing in that area recently. So all these things, all these integrations to peer systems can have a huge impact on the amount of events that be processes that have to be processed by the management tool or that passes on to the operators. So by using Impact to integrate into the other systems, you can massively increase the ROI of the solution that's offered to the customer. Now, one caveat here is if you're dealing with smaller customers, these items that I've talked about now do increase the price, and that needs to be considered when you're going into a small customer. You can still win the deal without these solution extensions. We still have a superior product. But the more you broaden the scope of the solution to include these high-value functions, the more you put clear air between us and the competition. These are real differentiators for us, and they're called out time and time again in our references. So it makes sense to you to use this up front in the sales process. If you now jump onto the next slide, then this slide is just to emphasize that Calm is a core foundation of a business service management play. Once this solution is in place, it's a good upsell or cross sell to allow the infrastructure to be managed within a business context. So when you see the infrastructure failure or you see service degradations, you can then see it with how it impacts the business and revenue streams. In addition, these days in IT centers, there's complex relationships between applications, say servers, web servers, databases. It's not easy to see the relationships between these items and how a fault in one affects another. Another good upsell on top of the consolidated operations management solution is Talon to discover the relationships between these applications and servers and other components. Look at their relationships so that if you have a problem in one, you can see the impact on others and you can also identify root causes more quickly. If you jump onto the next slide then, so I've talked about I gave a quick overview of Omnibus and Network Manager. I've talked about some critical solution extensions as well as some good upsell and cross-sell with BSM and Tatum. Another differentiator for our portfolio is the integration across it. So we have integrated, so across Omnibus and Network Manager, ITM, Tatum, BSM, we have integrated visualization navigation all behind a single plane of glass. But not only that, with context sensitivity, so you can click on one device and see its relationship in the network or see its relationship into the application delivery or the service delivery or the business impact. So that context sensitivity makes relational value between the data come to the service. We have a secure sign-on between the products. So again, so navigation between data, that context sensitivity becomes very fluid. No context is lost. All the data can go into a common data warehouse, and on top of that, we can perform common reporting. So the value of this to you when you're pitching these things to the customer is it makes it much easier to upsell and cross-sell from the foundation consolidated operation management solution. So once you get the consolidated operation management solution in there, i.e. Omnibus and Network Manager, then it becomes much easier to upsell and cross-sell these additional products as you go further up the value chain. If you jump onto the next slide, then we show how this fits into the broader IBM service management vision and context of visibility, control, and automation. The only thing that I really want to pull out of this one is how Omnibus and Network Manager is the foundation of this process. So discovering the network and monitoring the events and state changes is a critical component of what's happening in the infrastructure. On top of this, then, you can also add user experience monitoring. So not only do you look at the way the service is delivered across the organization, but you actually look at how the service is delivered to individual customers. On top of that, you look at dependencies and changes. How are the configurations that I'm making affecting my network? What happened when something's gone wrong? Most of the time, it's human error. And so being able to track this back to that human error quickly saves a lot of lost revenue. On top of that, you want to know how all this affects my business. You want to prioritize problems and user impact against revenue. Not all customers are equal. Some are earning you more money. You want to know what impact is affecting critical businesses and how you can address those. And once you know all this information, you want to automate the process resolution and provisioning and activation of services that go with that. So what are if you don't want to the next slide now, I'm on slide 12, what's meaningful to tech customers here? So when you go to approach an account, an installed tech, NetView installation, when you go to that customer and say, ask them whether you're interested, what is it about Omnibus and Network Manager that's superior to tech? Well, this product, as I say, is very dominant in the high end of the market. In the type of accounts that we're in telco, and government, and defense, we have the most demanding performance and availability requirements, as well as needing redundancy and self-monitoring. These strict requirements are a big competitive differentiator for us when compared to some of the lower-end enterprise products. And it's a key reason why some upgrades have happened already. So against the competition, these are key differentiators. We also, because of the way the solution is designed, the in-memory architecture, it is also far more efficient. Not only does this mean that we can process far more correlation rules up to a much larger environment, but it also means on the smaller side of things that we can do more with much less hardware. And recently we also brought out Z-Linux support, so if this is a mainframe customer, there's also the ability to consolidate hardware even further by putting it on Z-Linux mainframes. With Omnibus and Network Manager, there's also reduced OPEX. So with tech, it was necessary for the administrators to create and maintain lots of correlation rules. Well, with Omnibus, this stuff is pretty much, for the most part, is pretty much provided out of the box. We have the broadest portfolio of integrations out of devices. And because of that, less services or integrations are required. But within these integrations are also included out-of-the-box event reduction and correlation rules. So for the most part, for the average tech installation, with what we replace that with, there will be no need to create any rules. It will all be delivered out of the box. And so that saves a lot of time in creation and maintenance. We also have government-grade security, again, because we have such a significant market share in government and defense. It's necessary that we've implement various security compliance, and that benefits also the small enterprise customer that benefit from these security capabilities. We also included in Omnibus and Network Manager, we have leading network management. And again, a big part of the value proposition here is the topological correlation isn't created with prolog rules. It's applied out of the box and happens automatically. So faults that are created because of relationships with other devices, the way they're connected, there's no need to create manual rules to correlate those things. That's all supplied and works out of the box. So again, that's a big benefit and reduction in OPEX and makes it very easy to transition to the new product. On top of that then, another differentiator with tech and other competitors is the cross-portfolio integration. I've touched on this already, the single pane of glass management, context sensitivity, sign-on, those kind of things, the ability to exchange data with the other systems. It all makes multiple products installations look and work seamlessly as if they were a single product. And that's a big benefit for any customer. Now, if you jump onto the next slide, I'm going to give an overview of the new pricing structure for Omnibus Network Manager. This is an animated slide deck, so I'm going to try and run through it step by step. If you go on to slide 13 now, I'll talk about the price for a small customer with less than 1,000 devices. So as I mentioned before, there's the new base price common to both Event and Network Manager, $15,000. This is a big saving. If you jump ahead now on the animation, for under 1,000 devices, you now have two new entry tiers for Tier 1 and Tier 2 complexity devices that span both in event and network management. So for the first 1,000 devices, you use these tiers. So for example, if I had 1,000 Tier 1 devices, I would have a $110 resource value unit. If I had 1,000 Tier 2, I'd have a $600 resource value unit. The change that this gives us now compared to the old pricing is whereas before we weren't very competitive at the small end of the market, we're now highly competitive against all the competition. So with our superior product, expect to win now in smaller deals. If you now jump onto slide 14, I'm now going to give an example for above 1,000 devices. So if you click ahead once, you'll see that we have the same 15,000 common base price that applies both to event and network management. If you click ahead again, you'll see in the blue box that for the first 1,000 Tier 1 and Tier 2 devices, you still again have the common tier that applies both event and network. But as you go beyond 1,000 devices, you now have to use the separate event and network management tiers. So if I had, to give you an example, if I had 1,500 Tier 1 devices, the first 1,000 would be in the entry tier at $110. The subsequent 500 would be in the separate event management, that's the green box, at $150. So this allows us to scale up as we did before and allows us to address any environment. I should make a comment here that if you have an existing quotes, you don't need to change the quote. The separate products still exist in the price book, so there's no need to change the quote if you don't want to. If you jump to 15, then I'm just going to touch a little bit on upgrade incentives and entitlement. The existing upgrade incentives and entitlement haven't changed. The net price paid for Tech and NetView can be deducted from this new price, or 50% discount can be given, whatever works out best for the customer. So that's on top of any additional account discount that they have, so that the upgrade cost should be marginal. In addition, there's a number of features to facilitate upgrade. Coexistence is supported between Tech and Omnibus, so there's no need to deploy additional hardware. There's a white paper and red book that talks about all the issues and how to go across the new products. There's a EIF probe, which allows the Tech information to be passed to Omnibus, as well as a class and event hierarchy, which means that the information can be easily mapped across both products. We already have a big list of customers that have already been happy, and the general feedback has been very good. So you jump to slide 16 now. I'm going to touch on how we beat the competition. Well, number one is the market leader. So by a number of analysts, including Gartner, OS Observer, and IDC, we're market leaders by all of them. And that's on the back of flexible and customizable visualization, all the cross-product integrations and things like that I've talked about. The broadest out-of-the-box library of integrations. And this has a massive impact on the return on investment, because it cuts down on the amount of services needed if you can just take a off-the-shelf integration. Our dominance in the industry means that our portfolio of integrations is much bigger than others. And in addition, we include out-of-the-box rules and those kind of things. So again, there's less services required in creating rules and automations. So these are supplied out of the box. As I mentioned before, a key differentiator is the extensibility with the gateways and impact. This is what gives us our manager capabilities. It's highlighted by Gartner, that allows us to take information from other data sources to bring that additional value, whether that's from an engineering journal or a services database or configuration change history. All that information can be brought in to process events and optimize what a human actually has to act upon. On top of all this, we're proven and trusted. Our products are in the most demanding environments, and typically with people like HP and BMC, we're displacing their products as the requirements get harder. So in the larger telcos and government, it's there where we have a very strong position. We're a very trusted supplier in those minor markets, and with this new price, we've got to bring that down. If you jump to slide 17 now, I'm going to touch on the competitive landscape. So starting with HP, HP also have a claim that they are market leaders. They can claim that they have a larger number of customers, and this is historically because they've been stronger in the SMB channel, the lower end of the market. With this new prices now, we have both the product and then the price to beat them. We also have a long history of displacing HP in accounts as the customer's network and what they expand and the infrastructure they want to expand increases. Customers typically hit scalability problems with HP, and we have a long history of displacing them there. So this new price and superior product should mean that we get a massively better win rate against HP now. BMC is interesting because they're currently attacking our installed tech NetView base. They have a similar product that's based off of similar old technology that we used, and they're also offering to bundle it with their service desk remedies that customers are having to go through an upgraded remedy, and they're offering stuff like this to attack us and to sweeten their upgrade deal. It should be pretty easy for us to counter, though. Tech is based off similar technology as BMC, and IBM wouldn't have bought Micronews if Omnibus wasn't a far superior product. BMC are referring to an old 2006 Gartner quote when they talk about TV strategy being confused. And that's easy to address by quoting Gartner's more recent 2007, where they put us ahead. BMC has shortcomings in many areas when it comes to a feature bake-off, including scalability, correlation, failover, breadth. So there shouldn't be any problem competing on a product-by-product comparison. Omniverse is a far superior product and has much better scope and manager capabilities. So the message you want to tell, what you want to ask the customer is why would you want to move sideways to BMC? Why would you not want to go onto a superior product with a higher value proposition? You will get no extra value by upgrading to BMC. And if the service desk is a problem, you can always think about bundling in ours as part of the transition process. If you jump onto slide 18, then we talk about EMC smart strengths. Now, one of the big things that they make a do a lot of messaging in is their strong correlation engine. And this is something they're making a lot of noise about. It's focused a lot on network management, and so its value is a lot less when you expand the scope to include kind of manager type requirements, importing when you're importing data from engineering journals, CCMDBs, all that kind of thing. The programmatic logic that we have and the programmatic interfaces are far more powerful than this network-based correlation engine. And that's why Gartner pigeonholes them as domain management and talks about us as having manager capabilities. So although we have a lot of benefits against smarts in a straight-for-straight swap, the more that you can expand the scope out with impact and gateways, you can expand the scope to manager capabilities, the more you can do that in a customer, then the more air you put between us and them. The greater our differentiators would be. They don't have any equivalent functionality in that area. So CAA will say they have good integrations and good scalability. Well, I talked about our scalability a lot. We are well proven in some of the most challenging telcos and governments, so it's easy to compete against that. We have much better cross-portfolio integration. CAA is struggling to integrate across their portfolio, so they're weaker in that area. We also have a much broader library integrations to use. So again, we've got across-the-board strengths there, and we're used to winning against all of these competitors. The only out of the four that I just mentioned, the only place that we were weaker was HP in the lower end of the market, and this new pricing addresses that. So slide 19 then is just recap on we are the Gartner, leader, IBM is leader. It's because of these manager capabilities of impact, gateway, ability to process broader amount of information that Gartner calls us out as a leader. It talks about smarts and BMC but good in marketing, but it mentions that they lag on execution. They're missing so much functionality compared to us. If you go back and back into the slides of all the capabilities that I've talked about being differentiated, there's a lot there to work on. Gartner also pulls out HP is struggling to integrate its acquisitions. So again, our cross portfolio integrations, all those things that we've been working on there are great differentiators. Now, if you jump on to slide 20 now, I'm just going to recap again about why this is a focal point for sales. So as I mentioned earlier on briefly, consolidated operation management is typically one of the first tools that a customer will invest in, and once you have a footprint in there, then it's a great anchorhead, a great beachhead to grow and expand the management solution, broaden the activity portfolio that's in there. So your first step, you can work through the animations on this slide. The first step then is to go in there with a message about consolidating operations management. If they have other tools, you don't necessarily want to go in there from the beginning talking about displacing them from the first instance. You can get lots of value first of all just by getting consolidated operations management solution in there and taking feeds from other tools. That means that instead of having to look at multiple domain management tools, you're now going to a single place. If you go ahead now and go to point two, by bringing all this information together, you can improve the ROI, and then you can start to look at displacing those tools. If you jump to animation point three, once you have the manager of managers in, you can then look to work down and replace domain management tools, and this is something that typically happens. Once we're in over the top taking feeds for them, we then grow down to take over their domain management scope. So not only are you working from a single main pane of glass now, but you no longer have multiple tools. You're rationalizing the amount of tools that you have to maintain and pay maintenance for. Once then you've started to rationalize domain management tools with the manager, you can then look to increase the scope, bring in data from other systems like trouble ticketing, like engineering journals, like configuration change databases. Service information, all that information can be used to reduce, rationalize the events that people have to act upon, and also give business and service information. And if you want to go to the ultimate step, if you go into the last animation there, put BSM on top. This means that you manage infrastructure totally aligned to business priorities. You look at the service impact that you're delivering to your customers, and you look at the impact that service degradation is having on your top line, and that finishes the solution. Then you now have a full mature solution map aligned completely to business services. We jump to slide 21. Then I just want to touch quickly on objection handling that you might get when you approach a customer and you start broaching the subject about upgrading tech. Well, one thing they might say is, shouldn't I get this solution for free? I'm paid up maintenance for Tech and NetView. Why are you not giving me the solution for free? Well, the first point here is that when you have the new pricing, when you look at the entitlement, and when you have the general discount, the actual transition cost ought to be quite small. In addition, this is a far superior product. This isn't an apples for apples comparison. Because of the extensive manager capabilities, there's a much broader ROI that's available to the customer. And in terms of the value proposition for sales, the extra sale here, and the reason why it's worth pursuing the the upgrade from a personal perspective is there's plenty of opportunity for upsell and cross-sell with the other products that I've touched on in this presentation. Another objection the customer might give is they say the tech is functioning perfectly. I don't want to touch it. This is probably one of the most difficult ones to address. If something is working fine, they really might not be motivated to change it. The way I'd be inclined to address this is to look to stretch the scope. It may be working fine, but they may not have considered all the possibilities. The limitations of tech mean they may not have considered taking in information from other systems to more aggressively reduce and process events. So I would look at the customer's environment. See if there's ways to stretch the scope. See if they have other systems that you can pull in information that will make processing events more optimized. I'd also look to see what their plan for their network is in the future. Are they looking at launching new services or new technology? Is there something in there? Is there a suitable window that I can suggest doing a POC where I can get Omnibus and Network Manager and quickly demonstrate to them how good it is and tie that to a time when they're, say, doing expanding new technology. So they'll be going through the process of adding new stuff to tech anyway. Why not do a POC and see how easy it would be to do this with Omnibus and Network Manager? That's the way I would approach that kind of comment. Another one that you might get would be, I don't see the value of Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager versus tech. So a lot of it I've already touched in this presentation. There's OPEX savings there by not having to create and maintain rules. There's hardware savings. They can do more with less. I mean, basically, from the customers who have upgraded so far, we've had feedback that they're really pleased with the broad across the product enhancements that there are. And they're not necessarily huge things that ring out in presentation, but in every single area there's improvements on tech. Another one you might get is job security. When people purchase tech, they kind of put their names, signatures on the line. That can be a tough one to work. I would suggest positioning this solution to enhance their job security. So what you want to get away from is having a straight tech for Omnibus and Network Manager swap. What you want to say is how by doing a manager of managers, there's a better ROI, but how you can displace other tools. You can rationalize what they have to maintain and pay maintenance for. And I would position that as enhancing their job security, growing out the scope of what tech does to do much more in their organization. If you jump on slide 22 now, I've just got a quick slide. I haven't talked much about this on references. The main reason for putting this in is when we look at feedback and how we want in other deals, one that comes up a lot is that we have good references. We have a big list of customers that are willing to come onto the phone and talk about how great their solution is, how happy it is. They're willing to talk at conferences and other things and talk about creative ways they've used the manager capabilities and impacting those kind of things. These kind of references are very powerful when making a new deal, so my suggestion is to make the most of them. If you jump on slide 23, there is a plan to do to pass off some tech NetView customers onto accredited business partners. What management will be looking to do is to get the IBM Direct CM sales team to contact tech NetView customers, qualify that the customer would be interested in doing an upgrade, and then when the account is not covered by the IBM team, so when it's a non-integrated line, to pass that off to accredited business partners. And there's an accreditation in this case is that they have to be AAA NIC or Omnibus accredited and therefore eligible to receive leads. In many cases as well, you probably need to bring in partners to do the integration. There's a lot of expertise in those. So on the last slide then, there's just a call to action, the next steps. So there's a lot of executive interest in this. This this is upgrade to this solution is very critical for revenue. We do there has been a lot of ongoing revenue still with tech in that view. This solution is designed to migrate that revenue onto this. The solution is designed to make it even easier for tech in that view, existing tech in that view customers to migrate. So expect your management to contact you, to look to contact the installed base, this installed TechNetView customer base, to contact them and to see if they're to drive interest in doing the upgrade. And do that by underlying the differentiated value. Learn about the environment they got with other systems. Look for potential for expanding the scope. Once you qualify this interest, then in some cases, non-integrated line accounts, we'll be looking to pass those off to business partners. Now that with this new pricing, actively approach small to medium businesses. So before we may have had the product, but we didn't have the price, and that's why HP was gaining important beachhead accounts in companies that grow. We may have displaced them later. We may have displaced them as these companies have grown, but it's much better to get the beachhead from the beginning because of the way that it pulls in other products and the way that this product acts as an anchor for sales. So even if it's a small company, contact them, get it in there. So they're tomorrow's big company that will grow, and this will give you a relationship anchor for the future. Play to our strengths. We can win on a straight swap out with tech or BMC or something like that, but the more you can span the scope out, the more you learn about their environment and what other data sources you can bring information in, the more value you can provide the customer and the more clear air you put us between the competition. This point comes up again and again. Things like impact are huge differentiators. If your customer is of a size where it can support these additional components, look to get those components in and expand the scope of the solution. Also want to say, look also when you get this in to expand the scope, adding things like BSM allows the infrastructure to be managed from a service-centric perspective. Look to consolidate hardware even more by consolidating on Z Linux and natively supporting mainframe environments. So all the things I've touched on this in presentation, look to stretch the scope. The more you can get this in, the more differentiated we become in comparison. And this environment, we're seeing a lot of mergers again between financial firms, automobile firms. Look to contact those firms. They almost certainly will be looking at IT consolidation projects. We have a great history of winning when IT consolidation projects take place. We've got some, to give you an example, in the telco in North America when there was consolidation, we ripped out some huge competitive installations. So we're used to winning this, and we know how to do it. So approach these firms that have recently merged and make sure that when they do IT consolidation, that's our solution that wins. And that's pretty much the end of my presentation. So, Jennifer, the operator, if you could open up for questions now, please.
Yes, sir. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone at this time. Again, that is star 1 on your touchtone telephone if you would like to ask a question. And we'll go ahead and move to our first question from James Martin.
Hey, Richard.
With IBM.
Richard, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, I have a question. It seems like we do a pretty good job of network event management. I cover a general business SMB space, and I'm finding that the majority of my customers have the Orion SolarWinds out there for network performance management. It seems to be an area of challenge for us, and in particular, if we're looking to move distributed NetView customers to our network management product, what are we doing in that space to beef up network performance management? And are we looking to maybe acquire a company like Orion SolarWinds?
That's a little bit out of my domain expertise. We have things like Proviso, right? It's not ideally suited for the lower end, and we also have ITM. We've been beefing up that solution with things like predictive analytics. So we have solutions in that space. I don't know, Ronnie, are you on? Do you want to address that at all?
Yes, I am on, and right now I cannot address that space as far as the SMB market for network performance.
One thing I've heard, and I'm not sure if it's progressed, is that GTS, we're going to offer Proviso as a managed service, which would make it far more, which would make it much more ideally suited for an SMB type purchase. But I'm not sure how far that's progressed. But maybe you can ping me afterwards, and we can chase up on that.
Okay, that'd be great. Having this new packaging in terms of pricing is great, but that doesn't address the network performance functionality. And going to Proviso obviously is a much bigger footprint and services, and just doesn't play real well in SMB space. So I think it's
If we chat afterwards, I think we should chase up on the GTS thing, because as a managed service, that product could be far more effective. In fact, many service providers have bought Proviso to actually use it as a service to small to medium customers for things like VoIP. So people are actually using it in that format already. So it's a slightly different way of tackling the problem, but there is thought going into this area. So why don't we have a discussion afterwards, and I'll see if I can chase up and find those GTS people.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm not sure if we get any software revenue for managed services, do we?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the problems with the SaaS model that needs to be looked at.
Okay, thanks, Richard.
All right, we'll go ahead and move to our next question, which will come from David Falk with IBM.
Yeah, Richard, this is Dave Falk. I noticed on slide 17 the HP displacement brochure link seems to be broke, so if the people on the call want to contact me, David Falk, F-A-L-K, I can make sure that they have the link, the updated link to that brochure.
Yeah, apologies for that. I should have updated this presentation yesterday. I'll also get this presentation updated with a few corrections, including the link.
No problem. Thank you.
And our next question will come from John Fry with IBM.
Richard, good day. Thanks. This is a great presentation. Actually, I have four editorial points versus a question I want to add to the play, and that is we know from experience, anyone out there looking at these opportunities, using the BVA tool to help drive the ROI message, especially with this bundle, is an absolute logical thing to do with the prospects. Also, you mentioned leveraging proof of concepts to help drive this. And with both Omnibus and ITNM, we have the remote POC, the RPOC images available, which make this thing much faster to move and do deal progression and save a lot of money and time for both us and the prospects in getting through that proof point. Also, we have the Tivoli Nickel partners, SoftEngel, Jenny, ReachView, and Windward, that each have developed a very credible methodologies and have referenceable transactions where they've done upgrades in this space. So they're a great way to be a force multiplier and cover more of the accounts in your territories. And then lastly, we've been working really closely more lately with the global economic downturn and the credit crunch with IBM Global Financing. And for the sellers from the U.S. anyways that are on the call, there's a lot of bottom-line tax incentives that can drive people, customers, to want to move now for some real tax benefits for their enterprises. And IBM Global Financing is very much open for business, has lots of money, and can work with you to create some really favorable terms to drive deals now and even let customers not pay till their budgets in next year. So those are all things can help both bolster the rollout of this new, I think, really great comm bundle. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks very much. Just going to the next question, I just got pointed out at the same time from Peter Kalinas that I did omit something. If in certain instances, for IP infrastructure, ITNM does come with a reporting capability in the new 3.8 release. So it has the ability to do simple performance metrics from things like IP device MIBs, that kind of thing. So there is some stuff like that now provided as part of ITNM 3.8. And I'm not sure if that would be if that would match exactly the requirements that you were talking about in the question, but there is that capability there as well.
Okay, and our next question will come from Manoj Wanaja.
Yeah, hi. Richard, thanks for this nice presentation. A couple of quick questions. The performance aspect which you just mentioned about the ITNM 3.8, will that be covered in this Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager 8.1, the same functionalities which are there in the ITNM IP 3.8?
Yes, it includes it. It's 3.8
in the bundle. What do we do with the...
It's 3.8 in the bundle.
Okay. And what do we do with the ITNM IP entry edition, which was earlier there? So shall we drop that now?
Well, it still exists, but I would say for new deals, you go on to this solution now.
Okay. So anything which is probably hidden in this particular option, the ITNM, this Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager, anything which we are not able to do with using this, which we can do using individual products, nothing.
No, it's completely unrestricted. So I mean, you're probably thinking about the ITNME restrictions that were in place that caused a number of problems. Well, that was considered as part of this. There is no restrictions beyond the capacity that you have in the license.
So we can use it for 100 devices as well as 10,000 devices. Things like not a restriction.
Yeah.
And are we also looking at some option of having the unlimited pack, which is already being offered by the competitors like CA and HP, the unlimited licenses, like the way we had in Tech and NetView?
I have to admit, I'm not sure what you refer to there. Maybe we can, could you clarify? Or I'm going to see if someone else can come in and answer it. So I'm getting a message that Tech was not unlimited. So maybe if you restate the question, I can understand better.
Okay, forget the Tech, but are we looking at some option of IBM or Tivoli Omnibus and Network Manager with unlimited licenses? Because competitor is offering that, and we often get beaten by the competition on this front.
Now, are you talking about capacity, or are you talking about user interfaces? I'm not sure what you're talking about when you say unlimited.
Unlimited. Because now, as of now, we have to add individual license for the number of network devices and then apply the volume discounting, correct?
That's right.
But is there any bundle which talks about, okay, you take X price for, and then you have then you can use unlimited network device licenses for monitoring perspective?
No, there's no unlimited currently.
I would request if you can take this as a feedback, you know, because specifically in the Asia Pacific geography, this is very, very frequent and very popular. HP and CA, both of these competitors offer the unlimited option. And at times when we are proposing in the RFPs, when we are bidding in these RFPs, we probably get beaten by this particular clause where the customer says that you have to come up with the unlimited option, and we don't have that.
Well, so certainly you can do something creative on a one-on-one with your customer, but why don't we have another discussion offline with the product managers and we can talk about that. I wasn't aware that, for instance, the competitors were doing unlimited licenses.
Thank you so much.
So we can give that feedback back to the product managers, the portfolio managers.
Thank you.
At this time, sir, there are no remaining questions in the queue. I would just like to give one final reminder. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And we'll take a question from Ram Gopal with IBM.
Yeah, hi. I'm going to refer to chart 14. Okay, this is actually on the pricing and packaging.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned on beyond this 1,000 devices, we need to look at IT Omnibus and Network Manager for event and network. If you can throw some light about how do we structure this event and network, how do we differentiate and how do we license Tier 1 and Tier 2, this will be fruitful for us.
Okay, well, the Tier 1 and Tier 2 is done by complexity. It's done by the capacity of the device. I haven't got the definition right in front of me. But there is a definition of what's in Tier 1, Tier 2, 3, 4, and 5, and it's in the RFA if you follow the link. Sorry, someone's just saying in time with me. It's a gigabit Ethernet unless it's Tier 1 and gigi over is Tier 2. You'll find that information in the RFA as well, what's in each tier. And so the entry edition only applies to those Tier 1 and Tier 2 devices. And you only get 1,000, you get the first 1,000 devices that's common to both. above 1,000 devices, if you want network management, i.e. Topology discovery, then you need to price in each device in that tier. If you want event management, so you want to get to general omnibus management capabilities, then you'd have to go into that tier. So the common is the common pricing that applies to both event and network management only applies in the entry tiers for the first 1,000 devices.
Okay.
If you want all gory detail of that, if you follow the link into the RFI, you'll find a whole bunch of examples, and you'll find all the classification of the tiers in that document.
Yeah, we did try, but I think anything with a classic example on the chart would have been much more easier for us to understand. Nevertheless, we will go in and we'll deep dive into the particular document which you're referring to, not an issue. Second thing is meaning the team earlier had a calculator for calculating those, converting those value units and things like that. So anything, a new calculator is going to be get designed or something which is going to get rolled out for this particular
package? Yeah, I understand the complaint here, the difficulty of working through the pricing mechanism as it currently. I know John Phillip had created a calculator, and I know he plans to update it. So he's the person to get in contact there.
What is his good name?
John Phillip.
John Phillip.
If you ping me afterwards, I'll send you his email.
Sure. Thanks so much. But the feedback is it's an excellent initiative. Definitely, it's going to be a match winner. Better late than never. Sure, it's a good one.
Yes, I agree. I think it is exciting. I think it's going to help us a lot now. I think we should expect to win now in the smaller end of the market.
And sir,
thanks.
Thank you, sir. There are no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for coming onto the call. Much appreciated.
Thank you, sir. This does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you all for your participation. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you.